The effort to influence Congress was called Bibles, Badges, and Business for Immigration Reform. One of the business representatives was Tim O'Harrell, whose Wisconsin dairy farm was raided by immigration authorities 6 years ago.
Law enforcement descended on our farm like wild dogs and treated one of our original employees like a dog or less than. And my anger was at such a high pitch.
O'Hara says he's channeling that anger to convince fellow Republicans to support immigration reform. Ed Lump, the CEO of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, also represented business interests on the panel.
We certainly currently employ a lot of immigrants in our industry. We're a natural magnet for that. And it is very important to protect our industry and to protect our workforce, frankly, and the people that work for us, that we get this solved.
John Hoopscher, executive director of the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, said treating immigrants fairly is at the heart of Christian doctrine.
Well, it's central to who we are. I mean, from the very beginning, the Christians have been called to care and speak out for those at the margins of society. And if you remember what's on the base of the Statue of Liberty about welcoming people from foreign shores and not welcoming the affluent, but welcoming the huddled masses.
Another panelist, Marathon County Sheriff Scott Park, spoke in favor of a national ID system. The Bibles, Badges, and Business Forum was attended by a representative of someone who could cast a vote on immigration, Congressman Sean Duffy. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.